While we all accept that respect is a fundamental requirement in any trusting relationship, what stops us from ensuring that we are respectful when trying to build relationships within a community? One of the possible traps that lies ahead is when we start seeing ourselves, the conservation practitioners, as providers and the community as recipients. When was the last time your plans didn't work out? The intervention that you were trying to set up with the community didn't find enough traction, and you felt, oh, we've tried the best we could. We do so much for this community, but they never seem to appreciate what we are trying to achieve here. If you reflect on that statement, what might lie within it is this inherent assumption of the conservation practitioner being the provider and the community being a recipient. For community-based conservation to take shape, the community as well as the conservation practitioner need to be on a common platform where each can respect the other in an equal manner. As we work with communities, we also realize that every community has its own dynamic. There could be groups, they have political complications of different form. As a conservation practitioner, one may often be tempted to make use of these divisions within a group or within a community to align with the majority in order to ensure that the conservation interventions or goals are taken forward. Now, while that might work in the short run, remember that it will only make all your relations transactional. So it's best to avoid making use of such divisions that might exist within any community. In conclusion, I'd like to make one point, which we made at the start of the discussion on this principle, that a community comprises of people like you and I, and that basic human dignity and respect are essential in building a trusting relationship.